basic fact to you about the local Bible call program.
This is calling in the order of 1131. Well, I wonder, how do you feel about the sex scandals these days? I'm talking about people being involved in premarital and extramarital sexual affairs. How do you feel about the standards governing sex these days? And maybe you're saying that, well, you're wondering what the standards are. And if you are, there is a reason for it, yes. The things like standards these days are flexible. They're adjusted according to, well, to each person. And there are as many standards as there are people. It's no wonder then that most of us are confused about our own standards of sexual behavior. It's hard to know just exactly what is right and what is wrong today. How far can one go and still be right? When does he or she all of a sudden become wrong? That's a good question. And today's answer to them really depends upon the standard each one comes up with to govern his own life battle. People are involved in all kinds of sex activities these days, that's for sure. When we speak of the gay, you know automatically who we're talking about. The heterosexual, the bisexual, the homosexual. Those are terms that speak more of, well, a rare known ethnic group these days than they do of people's private lives. I'd like to challenge you, though, if you're listening to me. What is your sex standard? Maybe you've been trying to establish one. The one that you can really live with. The one that you can be happy with. The one that doesn't produce guilt feelings down deep inside your inner self. Well, to arrive at one, maybe you said things like, well, everyone does it. It's a natural thing to do. Since it's so much fun, it must not be all that wrong. Well, maybe you're afraid that the answer is obvious to questions like, if you're really in love, why not? Well, if the two consent to do it, and since no one's going to get hurt, why not? Well, maybe these questions and your answers to them, well, maybe they serve as your own guidelines to your sex standards. I'd like you to consider some things, though, that I'm persuaded will make a difference. For example, can sex be a reason? Is it right for an unwanted baby to suffer? If everyone is doing it, then the number of cases of venereal diseases are going to constantly climb. Is that right? Or if it is a natural thing to do, how come suicide rates are so extremely high among those people who do give in to the natural thing to do? If it is so much fun, but it makes you wonder why there can be so much wrong with it, why are there so many tears? Tears that never dry up, yes. Tears because of what I've been addressing. Tears because of self-respect that's wrong. Tears because of a reputation one gets as an easy mate. You know, I'm convinced, yes, the real standard doesn't depend upon our interpretation. Maybe we could get by saying yes to ourselves, giving ourselves permission to do it. If it weren't for the fact that there is a God, he says no. He says, you shall not. He says, the marriage bed is not to be defiled.
Thank you, Dennis. This message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.